Let's talk about the election. What I'd like to explore with you, if I can, is what seems to me to be a basic problem for Plaid Cymru, that this is a party that believes in the long term in an independent Wales, but a party that will point to the wealth gap, a wealth gap that suggests that an independent Wales any time soon could be a pretty grim place.
Yeah, you know, Vaughan, as an economist by training, I spent the last 25 years, I think, worrying away at this question as, you know, basically, why are some successful, why are some economies successful and Wales is not, I think. You know, there's a very long and complex answer to that. But, you know, essentially, every successful economy does the same thing, you know, in unique and distinctive ways. But it's essentially the same process. You add the human capital skills with the physical capital of infrastructure, add a little bit of money, and to help businesses create products and services the world wants to buy. The problem for Wales, and this is not a recent problem, it stems over generations, we have deficiencies, constraints at every part of that value chain, Vaughan. Now, the hopeful news is that we can do something about it. There are solutions that have worked elsewhere that can be applied in Wales. Take infrastructure. We have an investment gap in Wales, and it expresses itself in a variety of Wales, the terrible roads infrastructure that we've got, poor public transport. You can't get broadband. We can actually create a National Infrastructure Commission for Wales, and tomorrow we'll be unveiling our plans to ramp up infrastructure spending so that we can actually give businesses the level playing field that they need to compete in the modern world here in Wales.
But you need to do that, don't you, before independence could even be a consideration. Can you? I mean, let me put it to you quite bluntly. If there was an independence referendum in Wales tomorrow, you wouldn't need an operation fear, would you? You just need an operation fact. And people, quite rightly, maybe even yourself, would say, no, we just can't go for this at this stage.
Well, there's a whole section, a kind of a narrative section, isn't there, in the manifesto, which sets this out very clearly. You know, everyone should have a dream, Vaughan. You know, my dream is to see Wales as a prosperous, self-confident country, which doesn't have a prosperity gap between itself and its neighbours here in these islands or across the European continent. And, you know, maybe when we get there, then maybe we can you can ask me back on the programme, Vaughan, and we can have a different discussion about where Wales go. But the task in hand, Vaughan, you're absolutely right, is to close that gap. There is no kind of magic switch that you know, we can press here, even in the Carmarthen studio, to solve that problem overnight. It's been there for generations. But what we need, Vaughan, is the team with the ideas to get on with the job that unfortunately has been neglected by successive governments of both colours. We're lucky in Wales that we have a third option. It's called Plaid Cymru.
So what are the ideas? I mean, you mentioned how tough the problem is, and it's not just the wealth gap between Wales and the rest of the UK. There's huge wealth gaps within Wales. You know, you can travel 10, 15 miles and go from prosperity to poverty in a very striking way. What are the changes that you would make? What would you do differently to the policies that have been pursued by Labour for the last 16 years and before that by the Conservatives for the previous 16?
Well, you know, on infrastructure, you're absolutely right. I mean, we're repeating within Wales, in microcosm, the same problems that have bedeviled the UK economy. So a lot of our investment in infrastructure is going into one corner of Wales. That doesn't make any economic sense, because what you're creating is bottlenecks and constraints in other parts of Wales. Come to West Wales and you'll see it at the moment. So we need to spread that investment. We need to have a driver for the investment. Well, the problem at the moment, and this is a kind of a problem that actually is the essence of the challenge that we face with the Welsh Government, is, you know, between the work they're doing on the metro and this kind of 16-mile dual, this bypass for Newport, there's no bandwidth for anything else. And this is why, you know, we have a perfectly sensible Wales infrastructure plan, but we don't have any infrastructure investment. And that's why we're backing the CBI. There's an interesting coalition for you in calling for a National Infrastructure Commission for Wales. We need to increase the infrastructure investment by 50%, which is stalled unless we get that infrastructure. I had constituents, or prospective constituents, telling me they had better, mobile coverage halfway up the Amazon than they have here in West Wales. That's the challenge, unfortunately. That's the problem that businesses are facing when they're trying to sell to the world at the moment, Vaughan, is they're not getting the platform of investment. But we can solve these problems. We can create the Infrastructure Commission for Wales in order to get this investment to every corner of our country.
Adam Price, thank you. Adam Price, Plaid Cymru Finance spokesman, the author of their manifesto.